Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Owen Lynch.
How's it going, Dave?
Oh, brilliant. Great to talk to you. You're the most famous man in Ireland.
Oh, God, I wouldn't say that. No, but...
Oh, listen, what a roller coaster it must have been for you over the last week or so.
Yeah, just phone calls upon phone calls, but it's good. I have time for everyone now. And
good.
It's just madness.
I'm glad to hear this. Good. Well, look, let's kick things off with a bit of backstory. So what age are you?
I'm 17.
17 years old and down to ploughing, because do you actually love slurry?
Oh, I love it. I just love slurry. I suppose I was in TY last year. I went away working for a contractor. I suppose if you're listening in, big shout out to Conor O'Brien above in Kilworth.
Good man.
I work for a sound man now, in fairness. And he's
big. What were you doing for him?
Slurry.
All right. So imagine me, Owen, right? Imagine me as the biggest jackeen you've ever met in your life. When you say you're doing slurry, you'll have to explain that to me. What do you mean?
Just like animal manure.
Right.
I suppose that's the background. Like, that's where the origins came from.
Brilliant.
That's how I became to love slurry.
Now, again, as a dub, you know, and a non-farmer, I'd be saying, is that not very smelly, Owen?
When you're around it every day, like, you get very used to it, like, in fairness.
Would you end up liking the smell?
I suppose if I said I'd eat it, I suppose you'd have to.
You did say that. You dream about it. Eat it.
You would love it, like, you would. Like, it's not even just that, like, you know, there's a lot more to it as well. Like, it kind of gives you a sense of, like, that, see, your land is growing, like, that you're fertilizing the land with, you know, manure. And it's hard, it's very difficult to explain, like, how I love, sorry, like, but I just love it anyway.
Brilliant. Because it wasn't just a thing you decided to say on today. I can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah, I know, I'm very passionate about it.
And, like, I mean, this video that Agriland put up, I mean, you're hitting millions and millions of views on TikTok and Instagram and all this. And as you said, there's people on the phone every few minutes. It's, you know, it's got to have changed your life over the last week or so.
Yeah, no, it has. Like, I was in school and came out for lunch and there was only a couple of thousand maybe likes. But then when I came home from school, then I opened up the phone and ding, 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 ding. And it was just going off like not tomorrow. It's unbelievable. No, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's unreal. And I love the fact that it is so beautifully Irish, that this conversation about slurry is just what's captured the country's imagination.
Yeah. Now, yeah. No, but, like, I suppose what everyone doesn't see, like, you wouldn't every day you'd see, like, my ethnicity now is Vietnamese.
Yeah.
But, like, you wouldn't see much of them around, like, do you know what I mean?
And that's the truth.
And people say to me, like, I'm putting on the accent, like, I'm not like that. Born and reared in Mitchelstown, like, and I'm here since I was 6 months old, and it's just pure fluent Cork accent.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you were putting it on, Owen Lynch, you would have the most incredible mimicry, and you would have the best talent to do an accent in the world. You can tell it's born and bred in you.
Oh, well, just about, I suppose. Just about.
With Vietnamese parents, was there any background of farming there, or is there something you just picked up?
No, they're farming at home now.
Right. So that makes sense. It's in the genes.
It's in the genes, I suppose. As my mother said to me, I wasn't born in the hospital. I was born inside in the shed.
There you go. No wonder. And what would be the plan then? Obviously, you've got the Leaving Cert coming up and all that kind of stuff, but all of a sudden there's... You know, there might be different avenues open to you. It mightn't just be farming. I mean, are we going to see you doing, you know...
Bread and slurry. That's all I'm going to write.
So we're not going to see you doing I'm a Slab or Dancing with the Stars.
I'd say my plan is now maybe to start uploading a bit more onto my own social media page. Maybe kind of getting maybe onto RT or something like that. That's my plan now. So, like, do you know what? Keep checking out my page anyway, because I'm just trying to organise so much things in the last few days. It's just been unreal. So maybe in a couple of weeks time, even next week, like, we're starting, like, in fairness to the boys in Agriland, are coming down filming now.
Excellent. Next week. Well, give your page a shout so that people can know where to find you.
My TikTok is on _Lynch165. I had to change that because me and one of the boys were missing, and I had it down with his other name, and then they were all asking, oh, this isn't him at all.
Right.
That's my TikTok now, so you can check that out. And hopefully in the next week or two, we should start uploading and stuff and go. I was on live and TikTok there for the last few days. So
to oh, man. And what about merchandise? I mean, like, we all know, like, the Hawk Tua girl all of a sudden became a huge thing across the world. What about I Love Slurry merch? No, God, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. But I'm just saying, there could be hats and T-shirts and all manner of things.
Oh, yeah. No, we in fairness to the lad there above in Cashel, Nathan Cashin, and everything, Tim, good old friend of mine, he's starting that out for me, so
maybe in the next
few days now, when things kind of calm down a small bit, which I don't know if they will or not, there should be a bit of merchandise.
Oh, no. I hope they don't calm down at all. This is absolutely amazing. It's one of the best things I've seen in a long time. We're so glad to talk to you, man.
I don't want to be overplayed either, like, because I know there's people out there that are saying, yeah, this fella's going, I can't. I turn on my phone, and all I hear, because I have got told, like, I turn on my phone, and all I hear is, oh, I love slurry, I eat slurry, and I just dream about slurry. Well, look, you know, it's all banter, like, you know what I mean?
That's it. Well, I was about to ask you to do it, but you just did it there, so it's perfect. Onage, honestly, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I wish you the best. I really hope there's an opportunity for you to just capitalize on this in some way.
If anyone's listening anywhere, I'm open to weddings, funerals, functions.
If you need a speech about slurry, there's only one place to go, Owen Lynch.
Exactly.
And I hope you're getting a load of free stuff off the dealership, the tractor dealership you gave the shout out to. They want to be sending you a few bits.
Yeah, we're going up down out today now, and I must have a chat with them anyway. the boys are sound above in Inchicarty. If any of the boys are listening, they're above in the workshop, and they're all A1 in fairness to them.
Well, listen, you're an absolute legend, Owen Lynch, and it was a great, honest, just straight up interview, and that's what was the magic, I think, that made everybody react to it.
On the ball, lad.
All right, Owen Lynch. Go on.
All right, lad.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.